You may know that sinking feeling you see a flash pop as you speed through an intersection. Hundreds of cities use automated cameras at stoplights. Dozens use them to nab speeders. One state has made a major push for photo enforcement on highways, Arizona. And there's been quite a backlash, as NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
I'm standing on the shoulder of State Route 101 as it merges into I-10 in Phoenix. I'm right next to a camera, and it has been here for just a little bit over a year, taking pictures of speeders.
And our officers, before photo enforcement, they were literally going from call to call to call, collision call to collision call.
Since the cameras went in, Department of Public Safety spokesman Bart Graves says drivers have been slowing down and paying attention.
For a good year after you put the cameras here, they had no fatal or serious injury collision calls in this part of the valley.
There are 36 of these fixed cameras, all in the Phoenix area, and another 40 mobile camera vans sitting on the side of highways around Arizona. Statistics for last year show highway fatalities dropped 25% statewide. That's 81 fewer deaths. The cameras may or may not be directly responsible for the drop in accidents, but there's no question they're responsible for an increase in state revenue. More than 650,000 tickets were mailed last year from Redflex, the private company which has the photo enforcement contract in Arizona. At $181 a pop, it added up to $37 million, although that's actually a lot less than the state thought it would make. In fact, if you do the math, you'll figure out that only a tad more than a third of the drivers who got tickets in the mail paid them. Operators at Redflex stay busy dealing with disgruntled drivers.
Well, if you have any questions or discrepancies with your ticket, you always have the option to request a hearing, and that's option C on page 2 of the notice.
Workers at the company have been harassed so much they don't want their names used on the air, and for good reason. Here's a video posted on YouTube by someone harassing a Redflex employee.
Who are you?
Who are you?
This is private property.
Who are you?
Here.
Who are you?
Here.
F*** you, pirate. Get the f*** back inside.
That's just part of the hostile response in Arizona over statewide photo enforcement. Since state law requires citations be served in person, drivers routinely ignore tickets. Arizona also requires clear photos of license plates and faces. So one Phoenix driver avoided paying 37 speeding tickets by wearing a monkey mask. It's even gotten violent. Here's a clip from Phoenix TV station KNXV from last April.
A Valley man arrested in the murder of a photo radar camera worker.
The victim, Doug Giorgiani, was shot to death while working along a Phoenix highway.
A 68-year-old man is set to stand trial for pulling up to a photo van and firing 5 shots into it. That was an extreme incident. The main complaints are that photo enforcement is an invasion of privacy, that it's unfair, inaccurate, even illegal, and that Redflex is just in it to get its cut. But Redflex spokesman Jay Heiler says a law enforcement officer looks at every violation before it goes out.
There is no desire on the part of Redflex and no incentive, no motive to send notice of violation to people unless there's been a violation. If we did that, we would go out of business immediately.
Redflex, which has its headquarters in Australia, is this country's largest photo enforcement company. Its U.S. base is in Phoenix, so Jay Heiler sees and hears the opposition firsthand. He says the arguments against photo enforcement are smokescreens.
Our technology is providing a wider span of enforcement for traffic laws. That's what people really don't like.
Opponents have gotten the attention of politicians. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, a Republican, discounts photo enforcement's effectiveness. She says the system was misleadingly implemented by former Governor Janet Napolitano, a Democrat, just as a way to raise money.
That is exactly the only reason it was established on the roads in the state of Arizona, was to generate revenue, and it's inherently wrong and un-American.
The governor says she won't renew the state contract with Redflex when it expires this summer. Meanwhile, several bills to kill the program are moving through the Arizona legislature, and a citizens group is collecting signatures for a November ballot measure to outlaw statewide photo speed enforcement. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.